I'd like to call the City of Franklin Committee of the Whole meeting for March 4th, 2019 to order. Madam Clerk, can you call the roll, please?
Mayor Olson is excused. Alderman D'Andrea?
Here.
Alderman Mayer?
Here.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Here.
Alderman Taylor?
Well, I'm here.
Alderman Barber?
Here.
Alderman Nelson?
Here.
Before we rise, let's have Mr. Grobner call the Water Commission to order.
Calling the Water Commission joint meeting to order, and by roll call, it's here. Commissioner Schabelsky here.
Commissioner Tekarian here.
Commissioner Gray here.
Commissioner Peterson here.
Commissioner Grobner.
Okay, let's please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The first item on the agenda is going to be the joint meeting held between the City of Franklin and the Water Commission. And we are going to be going into a closed session. And so I've got to read, Professional Services Agreement in regards to the selection, negotiation, and communication of supplier of public water for the City of Franklin. The board may enter closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Stats 19.851E to deliberate upon a professional services agreement in regards to the selection, negotiation, and communication of supplier of water, public water, for the City of Franklin, the negotiation of agreement terms, and the investing of public funds in relation thereto for competitive and bargaining reasons, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
I have a motion and
second.
A second. All in favor?
Aye.
Roll call. A roll call.
Alderman Mayer?
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm?
Aye.
Alderman Taylor?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
Will you be voting as?
I will be voting as acting mayor.
Okay. Big votes tonight, by the way.
Okay. the motion passes 5 in favor and none against.
We'll go through the same thing.
Yes, sir.
By roll call.
Peterson, aye.
Griff, aye.
Tekarian, aye.
Schabelsky, aye. Grobner, aye.
Okay.
Motion passes.
Motion passes. Anybody that is not associated with this discussion need to leave the chambers
and
take their belongings with them. We've got room over in the other adjoining room, and Mr. Rosenberg could show you if you don't know where it is.
Jesse, do I need to get a motion and second too?
Didn't you do that?
We did the roll call. We didn't do a motion or a second.
Yeah, we did the motion.
They did the roll call.
You did. The council did a motion and a second. Yes. We did not as a commission.
The president said
the same thing. He just said the same thing. Yes, I did.
That's what I did say.
You said the same thing. On
the went to their names twice. One for roll call, one for the
He just didn't read the motion separately.
And there was nobody who made it and seconded it.
But nobody made the motion and seconded it as well.
So we need to have somebody make the motion.
Approval.
All right. And a second.
Second.
Mr. Grobner,
make a motion to adjourn.
Hey, make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Nobody makes the difference in cost in our competitiveness for industry.
What we're going to do is take a 5-minute recess, and then we'll go on to the we'll just let these gentlemen get it. Are you ready to go? Okay, then we'll keep going. Concept review. For the purpose of a 40-unit apartment development upon an approximate 5.72 acres property bearing the tax key number 795 18-9999-008, known as 122nd Street Land Company, comma, owner, Bodner Property Management, LLC, applicant. Gentlemen, if you'd like to come up to the table, or is it Mr. Deedle, are you going to give us any preview on this or no?
If you want to, I can keep it short.
Why don't you just give us a quick preview, and then as the gentleman come up front here. No.
Yes, this is a concept review. The developer is here. He's going to give a brief presentation and answer questions. The reason he's here for a concept review, he does need a rezoning if he would move forward with this project and a comprehensive master plan amendment. So he wants to get some initial feedback from the council to see if there's any support or issues with his proposal before he sticks too much money in putting all the plans together and stuff. Usually in a concept review, we've not done any thorough research of the project, just preliminary, initial, not too deep. We did verify, of course, that he needs a rezoning and comprehensive master plan amendment if he would move forward. He's interested in rezoning it to R8, multifamily. That would mean he also need a special use. We usually recommend that he does all of those concurrently with one another. There is a couple issues. There are some wetlands on the property, some of which he's got the DNR to determine were artificial. I believe one that's still left that still is a wetland, so you have to work around that. There may be larger than normal setbacks from Highway 100. You have to verify that he's got the full ultimate right-of-way identified on his property for that future expansion, if there is anything else to do. There also is, about the time of the Shops at Wooden Village project approval, the DOT was reluctant about that traffic signal by Target. As a condition of their approval, they said that the future Allwood Road would have to go through at some point, that those properties on the west side of Highway 100 ever got developed. Mr. Bodner has called the DOT. They've called me. They've told me that while they're still supportive of that road going through, they would be open to entertain if the city did not want to do it, if we would put our reasons why, send them to the DOT, and they would be open to entertain that idea. He would not commit to anything, but made it clear that if the city didn't want it, it would have to be initiated by the city to get rid of that requirement, and then we'd have to show the DOT why that's a good idea. Staff, again, at this preliminary stage, would probably recommend that road still go through. I would just point out that it is commercial across the street. There is a gas station to the north. That property could theoretically be redeveloped. We want it to stay for commercial. This property would be okay as mixed use. That's what the comprehensive plan says. So a mixed use development, staff would probably be okay with, but straight up apartments, probably not. But that's all preliminary because we haven't done any thorough review. Right. That's about it.
Okay, thanks, Joel. Mr. Bodner.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. So a lot of the initial stuff, I guess, was talked about already. The property is a 5.723-acre parcel on Scepter Drive, which is just south of Church Street there. He just went through all the zoning and stuff, so I won't go into that. My goals for tonight would be to obtain comments from you on the proposed development, in specifically the development, but also the site plan and how it flows, how the buildings lay out and whatnot, and I'll get into that in a minute. Let me just talk about briefly what I'm proposing. Okay, so the Knollwood Legacy Apartments, which would be 5 8-family buildings that would consist of 4 2-bedroom, 2-bath units and 4 2-bedroom, 2-bath with dens. 2-bedroom, 2-bath with dens. And all of the units would have two-car attached garages. The square footage would range anywhere from about 1,280 to a little over 1,400 square feet. They would be come complete with all appliances, stainless steel appliances, washer, full-size washer-dryer, quartz or granite countertop, maple cabinets, hard surface flooring. The units are all individual entries. There's no common hallways or common areas here. And I want to be clear that there's no subsidies or WIDA or any of that. That's part of this development. It's all market rate. There's no TIF that's being asked for. This is a the product that I'm doing, that I want to do here, is an identical one to a project I finished about 3 years ago called Forest View Apartments, which is on 60th and Ryan Road. Same building, and I'll get into that in a minute, why I want to continue to do that. So I want to just maybe talk a little bit about the surrounding area. I wasn't sure what you had in your packet, so I just brought this just so that I could refer to it. But
Joel, do you want to have the gentleman just move your mic and place it right there?
And then can you show where Allwood Road is on there? Because I can't.
Well, no, if you just lie it down.
Yeah, lie it down flat.
Yeah, at an angle.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Joel, just follow your sample. There.
Beautiful. Awesome.
So, and all would be proposed to be half on his property and half on the property to the north. So it would be right across from where the traffic signal is right.
Oh, okay.
Isn't that where wetland is? Right through that whole thing?
Oh, one of them is.
No.
That's on the far end.
Our side.
Yeah, there are some wetlands over here.
Oh, yeah, they're huge. I can see them.
And then the wetland he got to be artificial was somewhere in here, and the one that still exists, I believe, is over here.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm familiar with the wetland because we had the property owner was trying to get rid of it and cut it.
On the other side?
Yeah, the DNR got involved and had to stop.
Okay,
sure.
Why I feel that this is the right use for this site. Let's look at the surrounding area. So obviously to the east is the very heavy retail that's there. To the north you have obviously the vacant land, which would, I'm sure, at some point be developed, the gas station, and then there's a single family to the north. To the west is this multifamily, which is the Mackenzie Square condominiums and the Mission Hills apartments that are up in this area. To the south is, there's just, it's open and there's a single family house in there. Why, I think that with this busy Lover's Lane and in between that and the retail or the multifamily, I think is a good transition of this type of use. So staff is talking about mixed use development, which I think would not be the best use for this site for several reasons, including predominantly, I believe that any retail type use that gets done on this site, you're going to end up with access most probably off of Lover's Lane, which is where all the heavy retail would want their traffic to come from, as opposed to the Peter Street, which means that the buildings probably would be all faced that way, and all of these residents here would be looking pretty much at the back of a building, dumpster areas and stuff like that. And I don't think that it flows well. I don't think it looks right. And I think that this is the proper buffer use for this location.
So, Mr. Bodner,
yep.
Are the garages facing Scepter?
Well, I'll walk you through that in a minute. I'm not sure if you have the building plan.
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Yep. So, Well, let me answer that then. So,
they don't.
These buildings are set up where right now I'm showing the access here and a second access here. The garages are all on the interior.
Okay.
And the backs of the buildings, which is actually the prettier side of the building, is what's facing out. I'll talk about that more in a minute.
That has the balconies and everything?
Correct.
Yeah.
And you said earlier that these are the same apartments that you built off of 60th by the sports complex.
Correct.
We approved that probably what, 4 years ago?
Probably five years ago.
They're supposed to be condos originally, and then they came in and they moved to apartments.
Correct.
And are you guys at capacity?
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'll get into that in a minute.
I've never had an issue in all that time there.
Okay. So.
Yes. Thank you. Okay. On December 12th, I hosted a neighborhood meeting here. I sent over 100 invitations out. There were 11 people that showed up. In general, it was, the comments were not cordial, nice. There was no, I've been to some of these where it's been really not fun, and I've had like dozens and dozens of people show up, and the questions tend to be more how we manage the property, what they're going to look like, what the rents are going to be. There certainly were some questions or concerns about is this the right use or whatever, that kind of thing is always part of that, but. I thought that in general it went very well, and they, Alderman Mayor, subsequently received a letter from the condo association as a group, I guess, saying, "Nice project, but we don't want it here." They also in their letter said they clearly don't want retail. They'd like to leave it as single-family zoned land, I think is the gist of what that letter was. So just to be clear and to advise everyone what has transpired, I just wanted to let you know that I've consulted with the neighbors already. Staff review, we kind of talked about, so I won't spend any time on that. The really thing that... I want to just highlight to you, and then maybe we. Oh, sorry, I forgot.
You're okay.
Is how my access points are here. One of the comments that came back from staff was that they wanted the entrance points of these drives to match up with the driveways across the street. Which, if I do that, the buildings and the flow of the site is not as aesthetically pleasing, and it doesn't flow as well. What I mean by that, the buildings end up, because I'm locked into these to the locations and where the wetlands are, the buildings ends up being very soldier course design, and I'm trying to stay away from that. I'm trying to have it be a little more free flowing and. being able to have different angles of the building, of all the buildings. So I understand it's normal and customary that that roads, when you create I've done subdivisions and stuff, when you create plants and stuff, you want roads to have very solid four-way even T intersections and stuff. But I know that when you set up lots and driveways and stuff, you actually don't do that very often. You want the you want it broken up. So, which is kind of what I see these as, and so I just would like if any comments come back, I would like to just see if you have a thought on that, because it the site plan flows better that way.
Mr. Butter.
Yes.
And it's a city road. We make our swipes down Scepter.
Yep.
It's private from that point on. You're responsible for your plowing.
Yeah, I'm not talking about the plowing.
So I am fine with the location of where you have your egress points.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. Question is do you have enough land to be able to take care of your snow removal?
Yes.
Without affecting your wetlands? Yes?
If that's a question, yes. I'm more than confident.
Because I know there are people here that would be concerned about the effect on the wetland areas. Alderman.
Could you bring us mixed use at all?
I would not. I don't do it. I have no interest in it. I think it's a loser. I don't do it. Okay. So no disrespect to anyone, but I'm not a fan of mixed use. I've seen it fail time and time again. Well, it's good in my opinion, in a very heavily urban setting is where I see it being successful.
Well, I guess I'm not totally opposed to this. In fact, if this was coming in an area where I have a development proposed right now, I'd welcome it because the density is better. You've done a lot of things right. What I am concerned with is the large size of the wetland to the north of you and what that does to the business development of that major intersection. It will limit it quite a bit. So I don't know.
You mean limit the potential development of this parcel?
Right.
To the north?
This right here mm-hmm. is about the size of that wetland. So that means that half of the parcel to the north is really not developable, which means if something major sort of comes in there, we've really cut down on that entire frontage of one of our most major traffic areas in Franklin. Why I don't really care too much for that idea is, you know, in my district on Rawson Avenue, we had a perfect opportunity to put business on a really high traffic road, and they put stormwater basins and condos. So now where we have the traffic, we don't have the ability to put the business. And this one is across from an already existing area. It seems like it would make sense that the business eventually would flow onto this property. So at minimum, it seems like that whole area would be really important for business development in Franklin. Right now, it's zoned residential, but I know why that was zoned residential. It was a political issue at the time where, you know, I said, hey, let's update the master plan in all the areas that should be business, and it was like, well, you don't want to upset anyone. Deal with it as they come. So here we have a master plan that this area should be zoned business, but because they wanted to basically force people like you who come in to have to do the rezoning so you get all the comments, and obviously they can come along with the opposition, which would require X amount of votes. That's why it's not business right now. But otherwise, it would be a business mm-hmm. area on the plan. So once we put in your nice development in here, it really limits the size of how that whole area and business could be, and which is why I asked to bring us something mixed use in that area. It's just a really important intersection for us, and we have so little. We've done things silly like zone business areas to church properties, which are tax exempt, and things like that. And I think, you know, Franklin needs to decide. How serious are we about this, you know, the 70-30 goal and all of that? So I guess that would be my concerns about tying up the whole parcel, mainly because of that large wetland, which makes that corner lot very limited.